grace to you and peace from God who makes and creates all things. Amen. I have another vine story, and this one is about a vine at my house. Where we live, where we rent, there is a creek that runs behind where we live, and it's about maybe a 10 or 12 foot drop down to the creek, and then the creek flows along its way. And toward the base of the creek, near the steps, there is a vine who I call Satan. This vine somehow or another finds its way up onto our lanai, and it wraps itself through the fence and around the barbecue, and no matter what you do, no matter how hard I try, I cannot kill Satan. And this thing grows with a vengeance. Honestly, it goes up and around the tiki torches around my barbecue. If the dog stands still too long, it will wind itself around her and drag her down into the ditch. Every once in a while, I take out my big, huge, antique from 1920 corn knife. And I go down the steps to the bottom of the stairs, and I hack away at Satan, and it does nothing. Before I know it, it's back. Geraldine's my landlady. She knows the vine. As I read this text, I began to wonder if maybe I shouldn't change the name of this vine. Maybe this vine isn't Satan. Maybe it should be called Jesus. Because as I read this text, I have a sense that God's love, God's joy, and God's peace is just as tenacious as this awful vine behind my house. It seems that in this text, and as we experience God, there doesn't seem to be any way to do away with God's love for us. A couple of weeks, or actually last week, for those of you who were here, I sort of did a long riff about what it is to be sheep. It was really quiet after that sermon. Right? Because I was like, you know, you're not all that. We're sheep, right? We hurt each other. We do unkind things to each other. We're not always as generous as we should be. And I kind of went off on this whole long thing because I'd had way too much sleep, and you all just sat like, wow. This way you have to come back the next Sunday, because the deal is that although we as God's people, as God's disciples, manage to try and kill the vine with our apathy, with our hatred, with our lack of generosity, no matter what it is that we try to do to that vine, God still abides. And God then invites us. As you know, since Epiphany, I keep talking about how God is Emmanuel and how God abides with us. But in this text, we find out that we also abide in God. The imagery is wonderful, this image of the vine and its branches. Well, the thing about my vine at home that also connects me with this text is that when I go down those stairs and I go and I hack at that thing all the way down to the root, the problem is this. That vine has worked its way up through a crack in the concrete. So that short of blasting the entire house out of existence, I will never do away with the vine.
Yes.
It acts like fertilizer. The vine says, give me more. Or even worse, the little leaves go like this and they say, that all you got? And see, I think that's the thing about God's love, is that God's love is so deeply rooted in the world, that no matter what we try, no matter how we mess up, the vine will grow. And it wraps itself around us in God's embrace and bids us bear fruit. The fruit of that vine, we learn in 1 John, is love. That's the real fruit of everything that we are as people of faith and as branches. It says, you know, unless you bear fruit, you have a problem. Which sounds almost like a threat, doesn't it? Right? Can you see, we should have the fruit checking committee at church, right? So you all go through a line and we find out what fruit you're bearing. If you're not bearing fruit, we'll have, yes. I said bearing fruit, not being fruit. You can only say that in a gay-friendly congregation, right? Right? Certain places you couldn't say that, right? Okay, thank you. Bearing fruit, Bob. But we don't. We don't do that. Because you see, God's love is, the fruit that we bear is not ours to begin with. We're branches from the vine. God is the vine grower, and God's love comes to us so that we can bear it to the world. The good news, the gospel, is that not even we can mess that up. Not with our apathy, not with our distrust, not with our lack of motivation or bad theology. We can't even mess it up by being too happy, too joyous, or too ignorant, or too smart. The vine grows and wraps us up in God's love, and we bear fruit. Well, if that's the vine and we are the branches, then love is the fruit that we bear. Well, then we have our mission before us, don't we? To be love for the world. Well, what will that love look like? Not long ago, there was an email floating around that I picked up, and they were questioning young kids between 3 and 8, I think it was, and asked them the question, what is love? And one child said, well, I think it's what my parents do when the door's closed. But another kid said, if you want to know love, find someone you hate and love them. That's fruit. That's love. This Jesus, who was born in a manger and died on a cross, loves us even for who we are, and sends us to the world to love as well. That's our fruit. Jesus is the vine which brings us that love in abundance and fullness. And we are the branches spreading out to the world with God's love. Amen.